With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trouble in the Big Apple. The mayor of New York confirming the FBI seizing items from him, all part of a campaign fundraising investigation. Here's Ed Donahue.
An attorney for Eric Adams says the FBI approached the mayor after an event earlier this week and immediately complied with a request to turn over electronics, phones, and an iPad. Boyd Johnson says Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. The focus of the investigation hasn't been publicly disclosed by prosecutors, but a search warrant obtained by the New York Times indicated authorities are examining whether the Adams campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive donations from foreign sources funneled through straw donors. Meeting with reporters a few days ago, the mayor said he was confident everyone working for him was following the law. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, the futuristic B-21 Raider warplane has taken its initial flight, moving it closer to becoming the nation's next nuclear weapons stealth bomber.
The Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to build 100 of the warplanes, which have a flying wing shape, much like their predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. But the Raider will incorporate advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing his first big test as he tries to win GOP support for a short-term funding plan to avert a government shutdown. Authorities south of the border say a women's prison is being plagued by food poisoning and poor medical care. Mexican officials say 8 inmates have committed suicide recently. This is SRN News. A new poll asking Americans why they suddenly switch churches.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that doctrine and the quality of the pastor are the top reasons that people leave one congregation for another. Other key factors include the authenticity of church members, worship style, and how a congregation cares for its community. The Lifeway survey also finds that most people who switch churches spend months not going to worship at all before they find a new home. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vatican moving a step closer to embracing transgenderism. Pope Francis signing a statement saying it is permissible under certain circumstances for transgender people to be baptized as Catholics and serve as godparents. Document says people living as the opposite sex can receive baptism under the, quote, same condition as other Catholics. This is SRN News. Well, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper is now in the National Toy Hall of Fame. Toy expert John Scott reports.
It joins baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf foam toys in the class of 2023. The Fisher-Price Push Toy was voted in by fans as part of the Toy Hall of Fame's 25th anniversary celebration. Baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf toys were chosen in the usual way, with input from a panel of national experts. Each year, the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, recognizes a group of toys that have inspired creative play and enjoyed long-lasting popularity. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street numbers today. Dow Industrials gaining 391 points, closing at 34,283. Over on the tech side, NASDAQ was ahead 276 at 13,478. More details at SRNnews.com.